This episode is sponsored by Jacobson Real Estate Company. Are you ready to find your dream home? Or maybe you're thinking about selling and want the best deal possible? Well, look no further. At Jacobson Real Estate Company, we make buying or selling your home smooth, stress-free, and exciting. With 50-plus years of experience and a deep knowledge of the Winona, Minnesota area market, we specialize in turning your real estate goals into reality. Whether it's finding that perfect neighborhood, negotiating top dollar for your property, or answering all of your questions along the way, we're here for you. Plus, with our personalized approach, you're not just a client, you're family. So why wait? Let Jacobson Real Estate Company open the door to your future. Call us today at 507-313-2716 or visit our website at jacobsonrealestatecompany.com. Because your next chapter starts here. Buy, sell, invest. Jacobson Real Estate Company.
Welcome to this week's edition of Brews and Crews. I am your host, Chris Jacobson. And today, I have a couple that you may remember from last year that were on the podcast. They came all the way here from Michigan to now be on the podcast in person. Welcome in Bella Blank.
Thank
you. And Yo Leone. This has been... If you didn't hear that, that's a baby crying in the background. if you don't remember.
Wait, Lainey wanted to introduce herself too.
But yeah, last year you guys were both on the podcast in year one. And you guys actually came here to hang out with us, not just be on the podcast. But you said, we should do one. So here we are. This has been pretty fun. We had a fantastic weekend. You guys are about
in
to
Minnesota.
Leave here. Minnesota. Now, did you hear a lot of accents here when you were here?
Not too many.
Only a little bit. Like I said, mostly Stephanie.
So my wife has the biggest accent.
Oh, don't you know?
So, yeah. Anyways, we went to you guys last year. Now, this year, you drove to us, and you have about a nine-hour drive home, unfortunately,
later.
Yeah, it's
going to be a lot of fun.
However, you have the beautiful Escalade that just kind of drives itself on major highways.
It does. It's really nice. It helps a lot.
So you let me drive that yesterday, and I absolutely loved it. I thought it was the best thing in the world because... You could just kind of relax, but I was also a little nervous because we were in some back highways, quote unquote, that weren't all on the map, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it stopped on me.
Sort of cut off randomly.
Yeah, it's that blinker.
Did seem to really enjoy it when you were eating your sandwich. You could use both hands.
Yes. I didn't have to use any hands. I could eat my Quick Trip food. Speaking of Quick Trips, you're in love with them now.
Oh, dude, they're awesome.
Yeah. So if I remember right, I think they're only in like three states. I think it's like Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. So they haven't made it all the way over to Michigan yet.
No,
so for those that don't know what Quick Trips is, explain it, Christopher, because they are the best.
It's just a gas station.
Our Michigan friends are going to be watching.
Really good chicken and some groceries in there.
There's like, yeah, groceries.
It's like a half.
I got a fresh raspberries there.
Is that where those raspberries came from?
Yeah.
So they do have like their own like food trucks now, I think. And a lot of the food they make and then they deliver every single day to their Quick Trips from their headquarters.
I was wondering how they make all the food.
But I think the headquarters is just over
in
La Crosse, Wisconsin.
They have somebody working in the kitchen. Prepping.
Do they all have there. A kitchen? I didn't see a kitchen.
There's a farm in the back.
Yeah, they slaughtered the chicken.
They got cows and chickens in the back.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Everyone needs a Quick Trips.
Well, so what are the big ones in your town then? Or around your area in Michigan?
Ooh. I don't know. What's
we don't really have good Speedway.
Oh, that's Speedway's okay. That's,
is that what you guys have?
Cities. There's some up in the Minneapolis area.
Buscemi's.
Yeah, but those are more liquor stores and gas stations.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
What's one like that? I don't even know.
We don't really have a lot like that.
Well, they got like Pit Stop. They got like Sirokis.
Sirokis.
They got like Sirokis and some of them.
Sirokis chicken.
So you go down to Iowa and they actually are Quick Stars, they're called, but it's the same company. I don't know why they go to Quick Star from Quick Trip. I don't know. But yeah, there's other ones. There's another red one. It's like Q-U-I-K, and then it's just Trip. I think those are like in Atlanta area when I was down there. So anyways, welcome to Minnesota. We've done a lot of activities.
Thank you for having us. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
It's been so much fun. We had the best weekend.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Long.
It was really long for any
fun days.
Well, yeah, you guys actually fell asleep on the boat.
And the couch.
A
few times.
That's right. So yeah, you fell asleep on the boat. We had a pretty relaxing day on the river. We didn't get to go through the lock and dam, unfortunately.
That was upsetting.
No, but being able to see all the bluffs and
Yeah.
Not mountains, bluffs.
Well, I learned how to call them mountains.
A lot of people do that, though.
Yeah.
But mountains, I think, like are...
That's a common mistake when you don't see them all the time.
Yeah. Because, yeah, we didn't... You don't have those where you're at.
No.
No, that's what I'm saying. No, you guys just get flat. To wake up
lots
every
of
day
trees.
And get to see this.
Yeah. So mountains are, I think, are 1,000 feet or higher. So, and then everything else below that's like a hill or a bluff. But, yeah, we have bluffs.
How do they do that? Do they just measure it? Like...
I don't know.
They take a tape measure.
Someone took a real long tape measure up the hill.
How do you know it's not 1,000 feet and higher? Hmm?
Well, I'm going to trust the people that supposedly measured it, which I don't
people
know.
People that map the world. we can trust them, I think.
Yeah. Isn't the world flat?
I don't think it? So. Do you think the world's flat?
No.
I don't think so
no.
either.
I'm not a flat earther. I'm sorry to those who think
God, we could have had a good podcast if you guys are flat earthers. We could have talked.
That would have been fun. We could have made fun of all.
And then yesterday we went tubing on the river instead. Ugh. So we took a little bit more relaxing.
RIP to Steph's back.
RIP.
Those rocks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Chris Keister to rock. It was an anchor. He's like, come on, guys, I'm keistering this rock so we don't move.
And I did.
You did.
I held it right between my butt cheeks.
Cheeks of steel.
Oh, my gosh.
The real deal, Chris Steele.
Don't get trapped in those butt cheeks, folks. You might not ever get out.
Dude, that rock was struggling.
No, it really, those rocks did hurt. But dude, it was awesome. That was a cool trip.
And then, yeah, and then you actually hopped on the duck. The duck
yes,
cooler.
I was riding the duck, trying to stay safe.
Frank the duck.
Frank the duck.
Frank the tank. Like,
I don't know if it was a male duck. It might have been a female duck.
It was definitely a male duck.
Definitely
he a
female
the male
duck.
Duck.
Yeah. So, and then last year we came to you guys, and we kind of did some of the same stuff. We had to get on the river, or in your case, it was on the lake.
Yeah.
So we had to do that, and if, for some of you, if you watched when Bella was on, the background was the marina that they live right next to or on top of. I'm not even sure.
Canal. There's a couple marinas in there on the other side.
That was pretty cool. For us, we have to drive down, so it's not as convenient, but we still have this beautiful, convenient area of like 2 miles away.
Sweet boat.
Sweet boat.
Yeah. This has very
sweet boat.
It's
cool seeing all the how different boats are here than they are in Michigan. Like those houseboats.
Yeah.
We don't really have a lot of those. Like the flat, you know, like the ones that you...
Yeah, you know, I noticed when we were there, there's a lot of, like, the cabin cruiser style.
Yeah, cabin cruisers.
That, but you said last year, I think, that you need a bigger boat like that to get through the chop that you guys have.
Yeah, you definitely want a bigger boat. I mean, yeah, you'll get beat up out there.
Is it pretty wavy on the Mississippi River?
No. I mean, we were out on a pretty low-key day because it's Friday. People are at work. But even when there's a bunch of people out there, I think the flow of the Mississippi doesn't allow for all the crashing and banging. Like,
yeah,
I think Enya, you were saying it's like a soup bowl, you know?
Yeah, like, yeah, it's like a big soup bowl. You get enough boats moving around, the waves just keep coming from all different angles.
Yeah.
Mainly the wind is a big factor, though.
Is it pretty windy out there? It can get pretty windy out there.
You'll get up to 50 miles an hour gusts sometimes.
Dang.
But not very often, but you get windy days for sure. Once you get about 30 mile an hour gusts, that's when it's like, okay, it's kind of uncomfortable to go out, depending on the size of the boat.
And then last year I met Falk Fogan.
Hulk Rogaine. Hulk Rogaine.
RIP to him, too.
It's a lot of people that were liking my photo with that guy, and I think they thought it was him. But to break the news to you, it was not actually Hulk Hogan putting me in the headlock. That was Falk Fogan.
It was Falk Fogan.
However, from a even a close distance, that guy looked just like him.
Yeah, he did.
I mean,
he had the outfit, the hair, the bandana.
I know. I was like,
mustache.
What?
You see him out there quite a bit.
Is he there all the time?
He's a moot legend. Yeah.
Oh, he is a moot legend. So you knew he was going to probably be there that day.
I didn't know he was going to be there that day.
I think
but
it was
I
the
see
first time we seen him.
No, it wasn't.
Well, for me.
Who's that one guy that's like a real estate agent and he does all the DJing?
Shout out to Z-Man.
Yeah.
He's
our neighbor.
John Zingara.
That's right. He's a party animal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't drink much, though. He'll have, like, one or two beers when he goes out during
the
day.
And then just DJs.
That's it. Just
hosts,
hangs
why.
Out. He's always an MC.
Does anybody ever get mad at him for, like, having the music all loud and all that, or not really?
Yeah, they can't really do anything,
but
though.
They park on the other side of it, though.
Okay.
So it's, like, that's why there's a huge line. It's, like, if they don't want to hear the loud music, then they just go down the... But, you know, that's how it goes. You get complainers.
Back in the day, before me and Bella were even old enough to drive a boat, they were going on that lake for, you know, 20 years ago. And
I would say before we were even able to
drink. Yeah, or walk.
Or walk. Gotta remember, you guys are really young.
They had so many speakers, they always do on that boat, and they had to position the boats so they weren't facing the land, because the people that had houses on land were got so sick of the music, they were getting noise complaints, and the cops were coming out, and it was midday, so they really couldn't do anything. But it was like they had to start turning the boats. Yeah, well, when they go to Big Moot now, they face Z-Man's boat away from the land, so the speakers are pointing towards the water, so it doesn't disrupt the people on the land. So yeah, he's definitely been through probably a few noise complaints in his time.
Gosh, for sure. It's crazy.
A lot of people you'll see, like, oh, why are they playing that music so loud? It's like, because you're on the water. Move your boat.
That's true. You can just move your just boat. Move you can't boat. Move your house. Yeah. You can move your boat.
Yeah.
So then, okay, now you have, what kind of boat you got? You guys got?
We got a 300 SLX Sea Ray.
Okay. C-Ray. And that's the one we were on last year.
I don't know. I'm just a passenger princess.
Oh, the passenger princess. Tell me more about that.
Well, it's really nice. You know, basically you just wake up, get your bathing suit on. You know, he fuels up the tank. And I just hop on.
Fill up the coolers.
I'll occasionally tie some ropes.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your favorite knot?
The knot knot.
The slip knot. the I'm not the doing
I'm,
anything.
The I'm not. I like that
I'm
one.
I'm not doing
the
anything
I'm not
today.
Is really good.
That's a good one. Yeah. So yeah, you just gotta make sure that you dress accordingly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, that's a nice feature.
Yeah.
As long as I wear pants, I'm pretty good usually.
Yeah.
You can't forget those.
Yeah, you almost lost your pants.
One time I went out without pants. It didn't turn out good.
No.
I came back right away.
When did you do that?
I'm just kidding. I didn't do that.
Well, yeah. So now this time you got to come to us and you got to meet Lainey, the little baby.
Oh, my goodness.
And
she loves her uncle.
She loves you. Yeah.
Love your uncle, Enyo.
But you don't like the burper.
No, I'm not a big burper. Baby burper.
Poor girl.
That's Auntie's job.
Nope, that will be yours.
Auntie Bella.
Sounds like a real name, Auntie Bella.
Auntie Bella, burp of the baby. Burp of the little baby.
Okay.
So, yeah, now when you came here, you've been here once, but it was just for our wedding 2 years ago.
Yeah, we didn't really get to experience Winona.
No. And
too much. We only got, you know, your rehearsal, which we came here.
Yep.
And then we went to the wedding, and then after the day when we woke up, we left, so... We've got to experience a whole lot out here.
Okay, what's the one thing here that stands out to you for each one of you?
Well, obviously the sugar loaf, bread.
The sugar loaf and the bluffs, for
the
sure.
Bluffs. The bluffs are the big thing that stand out.
Yeah, but the river's really cool, you know. But I like how it's like just a comfy little town, you know. And like I said it when we were talking earlier, everything is 3-5 minutes away.
Yes.
I mean, it's like, oh, I got a meeting and, you know, you're leaving. 5 minutes before the meeting, you're on time, you know.
I would say the
downtown.
All the real estate that the Jacobsons have in Winona.
I would say
are you going to buy, sell, and invest, or what?
I would say that they are like part owners of Winona.
Part owners. There's other people that own much more, but thank you. Yeah, I know it's
don't
pretty...
forget, buy, sell, and invest.
Gosh, you guys just come on here and just... Promote for me, please.
Yeah. It's, look at.
We're all wearing the podcast t-shirts. You guys are trying to get people to buy real estate from me.
Yeah.
Buy merch.
Buy merch. Buy your merch. Buy your koozies.
Get your cash ready.
I just need the koozies to come in the mail.
Yep.
They were supposed to be here last Tuesday.
Hats.
We need some more cars in here.
Yeah, they don't have enough cars. Honestly.
Not enough cars.
Not one for you guys to drive, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, it's okay.
Which one can we take home?
Well, you got to guess behind the doors that I have set up. You got to guess.
Oh.
If you get it right, then you get to take one home.
Dodge Ram.
My dad's Dodge Ram. He used to be a single
Thanks,
cab.
Thanks, Rich.
He used to be a single cab.
Did you say the 57 Chevy?
Yeah, you can have that one. Actually, no, the one up in the front is all yours.
Okay. Oh, deal. Model T.
Oh, that little. Yeah, what is that, a Ford?
Model A. That's my least favorite
little
one.
Little candy paint
why?
On
that
there.
That one's sweet.
It is. Everyone likes that one. I just don't know why it's not my favorite. Well,
I like it because it.
What is your favorite?
In here, I like the Viper.
Yeah,
that one's pretty cool.
Chris is a new owner of a black Viper.
Because that was their first date.
That is true. Our first date was in the black Challenger. So that would be 70's favorite one. She said I can't even get a Hellcat if I want one.
Oh, she don't want you to trade it out?
So what if it's even black? It's black, it's a Hellcat. No, that wasn't the one.
Too many memories, fond memories in that car.
You're hearing the aftermath.
Lainey's like, I like that car too.
Yeah, I bet she does. Hopefully she learns how to drive it someday. Ugh. All right, so last night we went to the town festival of Lanesboro. That's okay. Mm-hmm. It's just
I want to live there. Like, I think if I'm going to move anywhere, it's going to be Lanesboro.
So what about that town do you like? What is it? You said it kind of reminds you of your hometown, but we never.
I mean, it was
hometown.
A little more country than my hometown, but I think that's why I like it. If I could live anywhere, it would be the woods.
In the woods.
In the woods. And it just reminded, it was small town.
She liked
town.
The bonfire pits and loud music, live music.
Yeah, I like the live music, bonfire pits.
Bury her there.
Bury her there.
That's what she said, just bury
the tents,
me there.
The tents of the shopping, what is that?
Yeah, we never got
the
there.
Pop-up tents.
We never got there, yeah. Did we? You would have liked those stores, though, had we had time. You probably would like going into all, because
it's I know,
like,
it's like, reminded me of like, I don't know, Mackinac. But not.
You guys been to Mackinac? I assume so.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Beautiful.
How is it? My parents, I think, went on their honeymoon there, if I remember.
Really?
Or something like, or they went there for a vacation.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, it's cool. It's like, you
if
know.
You guys have any time to go and do that, I would recommend.
Right on the water.
Is it, how far away is it from you guys?
Oof. 5 hours.
Oh, so it's a ways.
Yeah, I think it's like four and a half. Yeah.
Gosh, yeah. Yeah, so then when we came to Detroit, it was fun because of all the opportunities that we had to go do things. Because you guys took us to a Twins Tigers game. That was fun.
Wasn't that fun.
Not cool or what?
That was
like
a good
I
time.
Literally looked online to stuff to do and it was like Tigers game. So I looked and it was like Minnesota. Like
Twins.
What are the odds? Of that happening.
I love that three story bar because you could actually if you didn't
tin
want
roof.
To go to the game.
Oh, Tin Roof.
Yeah, the Tin Roof. Where Hulk Hogan was the night before.
He was actually
the real
there
one.
Night before.
The
yep.
real one.
We missed
there.
Him.
But then the next day we saw him on the river, on the moon, or sorry, not the river, the bay.
Lake.
The lake. But yeah, so, that, you know, what's really cool about that place is you can go up to like the third level and pretty much watch the Tigers game if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing I want to do next time I come there, which will be next year, I assume, we'll be there. I want to go to the Ford Museum.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's, you know, you can drive around those cars, those Model Ts.
You get to drive them?
Yeah.
I think they have like a little track on the inside set up. I don't know.
Dude,
it's been a while since I've been there,
but
I'd love.
Really
we'll go. That's fun.
That would be. Really
I haven't
fun
been there since I've been in, like elementary school. Went there for a field trip.
Yeah,
last year there. Well, yeah, I think that'd be so fantastic. To
it's
go
really
see that.
Not far from our house, isn't it? Gross
it's
45
Point? Minutes. Yeah.
Gross
no,
point.
It's in Gross Point. So.
Yeah, it's literally like
it's
45
like
15
minutes.
You know what I was thinking? Every time you guys were talking on the phone to friends, you would say a town. And I've heard those towns on the show Home Improvement because they would say, oh, we're going to Saginaw. We're going to go to Traverse City is one thing you said.
Traverse City's the ball.
What is it? I mean, is it really big
it's
town?
Like, it's right on Lake Michigan. And, you know, there's a lot of wineries there.
It's a winery place. Like, you go, like, we all go there, like, to literally wine hop. It's like a huge peninsula and you can drive through. So it's like they have, like, buses that you can go and rent and you can take like, you know, 4 hours and go to each winery, have a drink there, have some like cheese and crackers or
charcuteries.
Ooh.
And just drink wine and then try to stand after 4 hours.
Yeah.
Try to stand after
so
4 hours.
So much fun.
How far away is that from home?
Four and a half hours.
Oh, it's a ways.
Yeah, it's about 4 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, geez,
we were just there last weekend for my dad's 60th.
Right. Oh, is that where you were at?
Yeah, we rented a boat.
Okay. I'm going this weekend for my cousin's bachelor party. They got some golf courses around there, too.
They have beautiful
a lot
golf
of
courses.
Them.
Nice.
It's really kind of like an up north, but like really clean. You know,
they have this thing called Torch, or this thing. It's a lake.
Place.
It's called Torch Lake. And it's like so much fun. It's kind of like how the mood is, but it's almost better. Everyone goes there for like the 4th of July.
Ooh.
But it's a big party lake.
It is. It's a
yeah,
lot
so
of fun.
When I hear
a
you talking on the phone to your buddies, I'm like, oh, I've heard that at least on Home Improvement. Never been there, but I've heard of the town because they would say those towns and stuff in there because that was based out of Detroit. I don't know if you guys ever watch Home Improvement, but.
I have a couple times.
I think, a few of them.
I would say Saginaw is not really a good place to go to, though.
Sliding into this couch.
I know.
Right. Don't fall asleep.
No, I know. I'm trying not to.
Us. You guys have a 9-hour drive home yet?
I know.
It looks like I'll probably be driving.
Well, it's taking the first shift.
Probably got to move your mic a little bit closer to you. Keep going. There you go. I love it. Eat the mic. So
it's like you know what you were doing with that one.
No, you might have to cut that one out.
The thing I loved about the moot or the bays is that you can walk in the water.
That's
yeah.
the best.
Yeah, it's 2-3 feet of water.
I mean, granted, it's probably just one big toilet, but.
No, it's flowing.
Yeah.
No, it's flowing.
They got some weeds in there that clean that drain it all out.
Natural.
I've been out there. There's parts of that lake where it's like Bahama blue water.
Dude, when you took me out that one morning on the jet ski, I looked down. I'm like, I could see all the way down. And you're like, that's probably about 8 feet deep. I'm like, in the Mississippi, you can't really see your hand underneath a couple inches of water because
it's always moving. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all murky.
Yeah, there's some parts where you get between the cattails and they act as like a natural filter. You know, because it's just water's flowing through it and
sure
just starts cleaning it up. So, but yeah, it's pretty
is
cool.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, it is how it works, Bella. What kind of boat do we have?
Sea Ray.
Okay, you're learning.
What is your job?
Oh, I'm like I said, I'm a passenger princess.
Perfect.
What kind of knot do you tie?
Huh?
What kind of knot do you tie?
The I'm knot.
There you go.
I'm not doing this.
I'm not doing it.
Well, so you guys go out pretty often then, like every weekend. Well, I know you go out every morning because I see Snapchats every morning on the jet skis.
Oh, explain that to them. Tell the world what you do every morning.
Yeah, so I have a good routine. I wake up about 5:30 in the morning.
Every morning.
Get on my jet ski, put my headphones in, and I go make a cup of coffee. I put a cup holder on my jet ski. And
polar plunge.
I go to the same spot, watch the sunrise, make a couple phone calls. Have my coffee and then off to work. Try to get to the jobs by 7 a.m.
So that's your routine every morning?
That's my routine.
What happens when it freezes over?
When it freezes over.
He's got his wetsuit.
No. When it gets cold, I have my wetsuit. I was going out in April. It was about 45 degrees in the morning.
That sounds miserable.
Yeah. No, it's not bad. Wakes you up.
Well,
you got hat, gloves, wetsuit, jacket. So it's not bad. Do a little cold plunge.
Oh, you just jump in?
Jump in. Yeah, get home, take a shower, and yeah, gets you up and ready. At least, you know, better than if I don't get out of bed, I'll sleep all day, you know. So it's like at least I get something to look forward to.
You woke up today.
I woke up today, 9 o'clock.
Bella, what's your morning routine? Not that.
Oh, I do a lot. I wake up, I work out straight out of bed, you know. I got
you work up out of bed.
Yeah, just get up and go straight to work out, and then
starts lifting her makeup kit.
No, I'm just kidding. It's actually it's pretty different every day. When you do hair, you kind of start at different times, you know. So I don't really have a morning routine, which I should.
Don't you have 2 jet skis?
I don't.
Yeah,
wake
I tell
five.
She never. She'll not come out with
five.
Me that early. She'll never do it.
No.
I told her she should to watch Sunrise.
I will eventually. I just don't know when I want to.
Your twin brother did it with me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You have a twin brother too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Shout out Dawson.
Dawson.
D man.
Dawson.
D blank.
So he goes. You go out there with you and do that?
Yeah, they were over here for my brother's wedding, so we went out like 6 a.m.
Okay.
Watched sunrise, and we probably spent about 2 hours on the lake.
Well, I appreciate like, when I was there that you didn't wake me up that early and go out. We went out like 10.
Next time, I will. I wasn't doing it back then.
I locked the door.
Now it started.
Locking the door.
You're in trouble. That's okay. I got a key.
Lock the door, yeah.
And nowhere's safe.
You're
at my house
the
now.
The night before and then wake you up.
Yeah, you guys got a beautiful house, too. Your whole house is like, you could do like a bed and breakfast because each one of your rooms has a shower and a full bathroom in it, which is nuts. So that was something I thought was really cool.
It pretty much is a bed and breakfast. Are you kidding me?
Why, you got people just come randomly stay overnight?
Yeah, whoever. You know. Hey, it's still the night. Don't worry about it. Just me and Bella and our beautiful kitty cats.
Oh, and you even built them a house within the house.
Yes. Yep. They got their own little room.
You're a thoughtful guy.
You got a little outdoor cat cage. I do.
Will you ever move from that place?
Eventually. I don't know. I might try to own it, lease it out. You know, eventually I got 5 acres. Sectioned out on some property my dad and uncle own in Ray Township, probably about 15 minutes away inland.
It's a fun house. We love it. It's beautiful.
Yeah, we do love it. But, you know, you start having kids, it's kind of tough being right on the water, and then they start walking around, you know.
It's definitely a good place for us to start off because we have fun.
All our friends
our
are retired.
Bars there,
half of them.
Yeah, all of our friends are
all the neighbors.
Retired.
Everybody likes to drink, so it's like.
That's right. Wasn't that one lady like Marge or whatever her name
our
is?
Marge,
she's the best.
Next door
she's
neighbor.
So sweet.
Yep.
And then the couple next to you, I thought had like grandkids that were there. Maybe they're mowing the lawn. I think. Gosh, it was just
Jason and Peggy. They got some kids that are, I don't know, I think they're in their 20s.
Yeah.
I think they're in their 20s. They don't live there. But yeah, I don't know if they have grandkids.
Yeah, yet. Everybody brings their family. It's, you know, it's what it's for. So Lake House is for it. Bring all of your friends, family. And
there are some characters out there, though.
Yeah, we do.
Is that one house still for sale on, like, the Peak?
No, someone just bought it. Oh, yeah.
Someone did buy it. Someone bought it, yeah.
Are they remodeling it, or what are they doing?
I don't know yet. I think they might be working on engineering to do something different, or they might be trying to split
the lot. I can't imagine that it's not a teardown.
But they cost them, like, $800,000.
They bought it for $800,000?
Yeah.
And it's a teardown. Yeah. Like, all day.
It's technically a double lot, so it's like, you know, if the lots are worth $300,000 each, then you got structures on them, $100,000 a structure. I mean, I guess it kind of works, but you know what real estate is. It's worth what someone's willing to pay for it.
That is
right.
Exactly.
You're only going to get what the market offers. So
yeah, you know, the one cool thing about your lake is you can go to Canada, can't you?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I've taken the jet skis there.
You what?
We've taken the jet skis there.
Okay.
Yeah, like 10 of us jet skis.
Like, how far away is that on a jet ski?
I know to get there and back took 3 full tanks of gas.
Oh, geez. Okay, it's not
far. If you went to Canada, like, can you go? You can't pull up to that side, though, can you?
We did.
Huh? Do you have to go?
You're supposed to call in and have your passport and, you know, say, hey, we're coming into this port at this time.
That's what I don't understand. What if the house is on the lake? Like, how can, like, anybody can come in from Florida, like, or Florida.
Canada. Yeah,
It's like I could pull my jet ski.
They do have border patrol, so it's like, you know.
Did they stop us?
I don't know. That was kind of thing. It's like, well, what if you see lights? Just keep going. don't let off the gas.
Or it's like if anybody from Canada wants to go for the moot for the day.
Yeah, they could do that. You could do that for sure.
It's just crazy. Like,
yeah, it's just like driving across the border.
Then they could just drop off.
They have like an app where you can like let them know, hey, because you have your MC numbers on your boat,
yeah,
and then you have your passport, so you can go through that and say, hey, you know, I'm going to cross border this day with this boat at this time, and you know, as long as you make them aware, you're fine. Now, if you get caught, you can get a ticket, you can get arrested. You know, they have their ways. I mean, I haven't dealt with that. So,
well, you guys just went to Put-In Bay. I think we were.
Yes. Gosh.
So, okay, I've seen Facebook pages.
Yeah.
And to me, it looks like one big crazy party is what the whole thing
is all
about.
It's so much fun.
Is that what it is?
It's like an adult spring break. I mean, there's just probably like 8 pool bars.
It's not a place for kids, that's for sure.
Yeah. Where is it at? What is it, like Ohio or something?
It's in Ohio. It's an island in the middle of Ohio. And you're there and you're like, I'm in Ohio right now? It's like, wow. You know,
seem like the Caribbean or what?
It's like Mexico. It's like you're bar hopping all day. They got a ton of little restaurants.
Live music.
Winery. They got a couple wineries
bonfires?
Over there.
No bonfires.
Yeah. Damn.
And then the cool part is there's barely any cars. It's all golf carts.
I was looking at.
Yeah.
All golf carts.
So it's like you rent a golf cart and you take a golf cart everywhere for the day. They got a little airport there. They have concerts there, too.
Really?
Like Jelly Roll and a ton of people were there last year. Yeah, every year they have, like, a big concert at the airport.
So is it a once-a-year thing or is it, like, every weekend thing?
Every weekend thing.
Holy cow.
Yeah, there's people. So, like, people go onto the island, like, a lot of them actually from different countries, and they'll go and stay the summer there and work. And they have, like, houses on the island that, like, the people, like, the staff and everything all go and stay. They run the bars. You know, and all of them are open till like 3 a.m.
Yeah, wow. 2-3 a.m. 2 a.m. normally.
How far away is it from like the mainland of Ohio?
It's like they got a ferry.
Yeah,
it's probably about it's like a 15-20 minute ferry ride.
So it's not very far at all.
No, it's not bad. I mean,
how long did it take you guys to get there?
Took us about three and a half hours, going about 30 miles an hour.
Okay.
Yeah. On average.
So about 30 miles, 40 miles away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's more than that. It's more than that for sure.
Well, if you went 30 miles an hour.
It's about 96 miles away.
Oh yeah, duh. That was I thinking. Yes, yeah. 3 times 3 or 30 times 30. 90.
Sorry, we had a long weekend.
Don't ask me.
Weekend.
You're not a teacher anymore. You don't have to keep up with math.
I don't have to keep up with it. I can let math.
I don't know math at all. So.
Well, actually, no. You're in real estate. You do have to keep up with math.
Oh shoot! All right. Well, yeah.
Still buy, sell, and invest, guys.
Still buy,
sell, and invest.
Hey, you know
he
what?
Knows
you
going to
bring your money or what?
You going to bring your money? Are you going to sign this document or not? Otherwise, get out.
Oh, man.
Who's this guy with you? Hello, Ms. Lady.
Hello, Ms. Lady.
I think I can clear up this whole got here. Yeah.
Chris goes, I have a walk through. I go, do you want me to go with you? I'll be like stepbrothers.
I think he's saying Pam.
Pam and M. Is there an I get it. There's an M at the end. I think I can help with the Pam Pan dilemma.
That's exactly what it was. Gosh. Yeah, so you guys got here on Thursday. You guys stay all the way till Sunday. And you guys got to experience my softball game.
Yeah.
Took in a softball game with some Bud Diesels.
Get a home run.
I wish.
You did. No, you scored one.
That's not a home run, though.
Yeah, I get it. Get it. Yeah.
And he doesn't know much.
What do you call it? What do you call
RBI.
It?
RBI.
A what?
A run batted in. RBI.
RBI.
You guys sounds live like a so stock. Close to baseball. You don't know what an RBI is?
RBI.
It's a ribby. We call him a ribby. So, yeah, anyways, you guys did that. Then on Friday, we wanted to get you through the lock and dam because it's such a kind of a unique experience when you don't ever see them.
Yeah.
There's a barge in our way, so next time we'll try to plan that better.
Oh, but, it was cool to still see it.
It was so cool to see it, yeah.
It was cool. Boathouse was good. Friends. That was a good little restaurant on the water here.
And that's one that enjoyed we've that. Never been to.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah. Met some friends of ours.
Yep.
Louie.
Louie.
Can you sing any of his music right now?
Oh, yeah. Luke on the mic. We should play.
He's a rap
we should play some Luke.
I don't know. Is it copywritten? I, what if I get in trouble?
I don't think so. I think it's fine. He might be a little pissed off. But
yeah,
well.
Yeah, you better.
If anybody wants some good music, check his stuff out.
If you can find it.
I don't think you can find it. I think it's only on Chris's iPhone.
And also on the CD disc that he gave you.
Yeah, I think Louis himself doesn't even have the music anymore.
Yeah, probably right.
He was so disappointed when he found out you played that for us the other day.
I don't get it.
Sugar.
Yeah, that's good.
Is that what
those that don't know anyway is type 1 diabetic?
Type 1 diabetico.
So he's putting in his
what? Insulin.
Insulin.
Just eat some Jimmy John's, so balance it out.
How's that work anyways? I don't know much about that.
You know, your body doesn't produce insulin anymore, so you have to, you know, inject yourself with insulin to break down the sugars. So, you know, anything I eat, I have to calculate and then give myself a certain amount of insulin for that. If I give myself too much, my sugar will go low. If I don't give myself enough, my sugar will go high. And then, you know, exercise and, you know.
Every day is stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's not tough. It's life. Life's good. Life's good.
Well, it
could
so
be a lot worse. There's a lot worse things to have. So, you know, I'm cool with it. You get used to it. You know.
Is it just like a genetic thing that just happens?
Normally it's genetic.
Type 1 at least.
Type 1, yeah. But for me, nobody in my family has it. So what I think happened, when I was about 14, I had bacterial pneumonia and sepsis of the blood. And I think that stripped my body and left me open to autoimmune disease.
Gotcha.
And so that's pretty much how it happens. Like type 1s where your white blood cells that are supposed to protect your body from infection, they kind of get confused and think of your pancreas as, you know, something harming your body. So they attack it and kill off your body's natural ability to produce insulin.
Gotcha.
So, you know, it's, you know, they say, oh, you could replace your pancreas, which you can. You'll produce insulin for about a year, but then your white blood cells will attack it again, and you're right back to square zero. So that's pretty much gotcha. Like, you know, a little rundown.
Bella, you got any problems like that?
Just me.
Just you are the
probably the biggest problem she has.
No, it's really not. Sometimes I even forget that he has it, but then my phone will go off and go beep, beep.
Oh, was that your phone that was going off?
Oh, it was mine, but mine's connected to hers.
I have his gotcha. Insulin on, or his, yeah, stuff on mine.
So you guys are pretty much married.
Oh, yeah. Getting there.
Look at that. Oh, something missing?
That one. That's missing.
Oh, gotcha.
That's missing right there.
That's okay. It's on its way.
Oh,
what? Did we just hear something?
Oh, don't act surprised.
Is it breaking
have to
news?
Turn up the mic on that when you go to.
If you want me to turn it up real loud on that one?
Yeah, that one.
It's on the way.
It's on the way. Slow it
so
down.
So there might be a ring on the way, it sounds like, but yeah. We don't know.
Yeah, a year, 2 years.
Oh, sure. Perfect. I waited 9, so we're fine. You're still within that window.
Yeah, right.
Right, Steph?
We've only
right
been
now.
Together for 6 years.
Yeah, right, Stephanie?
No comment. No comment.
Live
at the
audience.
She said.
She said no comment. But that means Enyo's still in the clear with 6 years dating. You still got three more left.
Three or four, sure. We could stretch it. Want to be like my
he's big, me crying my in the
buddy Chris
crying
here.
Really hard.
Yeah.
In 3 years and I'm not there.
Well, you know, if it happens, you know, maybe it could be like February 21st to 28th is coming up. We could do it then.
Yeah.
Celebration on a cruise.
Well, if I do it soon, it's like it's not going to be a surprise. So I have
that's
to
true.
Make her think it's not coming. By waiting a couple more years and then surprise her.
That's a good idea.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be the craziest surprise.
You'll have no idea it's coming. It's like, oh, my gosh.
Oh,
I can't believe
gosh.
It. On the cruise, though, we could just have the captain announce it.
Yeah.
It'd be sick.
That's it.
God.
Shout out.
Shout out to the captain.
I said that. I said we should do that on the cruise. And
yeah, well,
like,
then I'm going to know what's happening on the cruise.
She said no.
What, that you asked her to marry?
Yeah, I can't engage.
Or you should just get married on the cruise ship,
wait,
maybe.
When did I
that's
ever say
I was
that?
Thinking.
I've never said that.
You would get engaged on a cruise ship?
Why wouldn't I get? I would get engaged sitting right here.
But it's not happening. I don't have a ring. Well, can you use this one? Borrow this for now?
Should have grabbed one from
here,
the antique shop.
Here, you can use my grandma's old wedding ring.
I was just going to say something. What the hell was I going to say? Something about a cruise ship. I can't remember.
We're going on the Icon.
I mean, we are, but it was February. More to it. Maybe it was something stupid I was
going
to say. Probably.
Any fans that want to track down Christopher, he's going on the Icon. 1 week in February.
Yep.
Not going to tell you which one. It's a surprise.
We'll maybe even bring these mics again. That was my actually, that was the first time I ever took the mic somewhere, was on that cruise.
In
and then I traveled to Michigan with yours.
You need to start doing more podcasts, though, like
on
travel.
The road?
Well,
on
this
the road.
Is like, this is like the...
This is like the...
This is the headquarters.
The headquarters. HQ.
But how cool would it be to go and travel and take, because I'm sure a lot of people want
to
do it.
Funny you say that. I'm taking the mics to Sturgis with my buddies, and we're going to do a three-man podcast about our experience out there. So
we got a buddy named Sturgis.
I know. I was trying not to laugh.
You really do?
Oh, yeah.
His real name
Nick Sturgis.
Oh, his last name.
Last name
Sturgis. Yeah, but we call him Sturgis.
We call him Sturge.
That's sick. That's bad.
Oop. I knew
he's dying.
He's dying.
He's dying, everyone. First CPR on
ruining
podcast.
The damn podcast.
Not so good.
Stupid diabetes.
Still my podcast.
Just take that off for a while. Come on.
Yeah,
that's
can we just, I'll turn it off.
No, I'm talking about take the thing off your body.
Yeah.
So it
just
stops.
Rip it off. Rip off.
Rip it off. Toss it away.
You don't need.
Oh, I know. What I was gonna say we had thrown around this crazy idea because your buddy's gonna be in the wedding. So I said, well, I could just ordain the wedding. That'd be sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine Chris ordaining a wedding.
How fun would that be?
That'd be wild.
I would love it.
I'd be scared.
Why? I'm pretty good.
No, that would be the best.
What
if
you
mess
it up?
If anyone's going to be the spokesperson, it would be Chris.
No, it'd be fun.
Because he knows us.
Yeah. As you said, your buddy actually does that, but he would probably be in the wedding.
Well, he's not. He doesn't.
No, he doesn't do that.
Do them, but no. It would be
okay.
Cool that.
Except my best friend Jerry would probably be jealous. But then Billy's like, well, he's going to be in the wedding. I'm like, yeah, you're right. I guess he wouldn't be upset.
Shit. Then I'll step up if necessary. I'm on backup.
We got it.
I'm on the back burner if you need me.
Please, you start getting ordained now. Get ordained now.
It's probably like
actually, you got three more years, so don't worry
or
about it.
Or more. That's just when you're getting engaged. Then there's the wedding.
Yeah, true. So put it like five. Put five.
I might even have grandkids by that time. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could.
Could.
We'll wait.
That'd be tough.
Yeah.
Let's hope Laney doesn't do that.
3 years?
Do that.
5 years old? Something's wrong.
Yeah, so are you guys going to come with us again or what?
We
on the
want
cruise?
To. My parents
I'm going.
Go on this cruise too.
I'm going with or without.
That's so rude.
You're coming with me or you're not coming?
I'm going.
Okay, good. So we're in.
Oh, so she's in.
Yeah, she's in.
Okay. We just committed to this now.
I have so many free cruises. I have to use them. And I want to go so bad. It's been forever. It's been what, almost 2 years now?
It will be from this coming March. Yeah.
Well, we had a child.
Yep. That's why we didn't get to go this year, because Stephanie found out that she was pregnant. And you can't be, what was it, 5 months or more pregnant, I think.
Yeah, you can't go.
And you can't have a baby 6 months or younger.
In a foreign country.
In a foreign country. So she'll be about almost 9 months old, I believe, at that time. So she'll be ready to go.
Oh, my gosh.
She's going to have a ton of babysitters.
Instead of the adult pool, me and
Grandma, Grandpa, Auntie Bella.
Are going to be hanging out in the baby pool.
Swim and tonic. She can come to the swim and tonic bar.
Yeah.
I'll babysit her. I'll teach her how to play blackjack.
You're going to learn your math today, girl.
Just have her in the little, what do they call that, the carrier?
Yeah,
baby carrier.
Baby carrier.
Have her in the baby carrier. Yeah. See, Laney, this is a good hand.
This is a good hand.
This is what you want.
Sure, how to play blackjack.
Take her to the comedy show.
This is
shows.
Where we hit.
Oh, gosh. So, Bella, what's going on in your life? You still doing the hair?
I'm still doing the hair.
Still doing the hair. We talked
and
about
spray tans, actually.
Now you're on spray tans?
Yeah.
And hair.
Were you doing that last year?
No, I wasn't. No. I started in February.
So is that like painting someone or how's it
yeah,
work?
Yeah, basically.
No kidding.
Spraying people.
Wait, so some people come in naked and do it?
Yeah, everyone does.
Mainly like, females.
You said not. You said they're clothed.
Well, like you.
Can you just tell them? I'll tell
no.
them. Can I tell them?
You basically just wear whatever you feel comfortable. But we see everything. And it's good. It's fun.
They how do you feel about that, Enyo?
See it all. You know what? She loves it. So, you know, let her see it.
Is it mainly guys coming in or girls coming
no,
in?
No, it's mostly females. But mostly. It's literally whoever wants to spray tan. We do spray men, too.
So you just, what is it, like a spray gun? I don't know how it works.
Spray tan is like, yeah, it's, I don't really know what's mixed in. I think it's like derived from like a plant or something made in a lab.
Plant-based.
I don't know. But yeah, basically plant-based it's like, it's paint. Fake tanner. It's like, you ever seen like the fake
yep.
self-tanner that you put on? It's,
yeah.
But it's in a thing, okay. You spray it, but it's a little bit, it's just applied better than like what we do in like wiping it down.
So how long does that last on someone?
Like 7 to 10 days. Just depends on like how well you take care of it, I would say.
So do you have to get like a certification for that? Or
oh,
do you
yeah.
have to go to school for that? Or?
No, not really. It's through yeah, our business.
Oh, it's through there, okay.
That she taught us, but
they have training.
Definitely a lot of training for
but
sure.
But they mix the colors and, you know, custom to your skin tone and
oh really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was like a one-size-fits-all kind of color.
Nope.
So how do you... No, it's not.
It's,
okay.
No.
So what do? You like, they come in, they look at...
yeah, you just kind of analyze their skin, see what's best to be mixed up for them.
Do they ever say, nah, this is what I want to look like. I don't care what you say. I want to look like that. Like, I want to be this dark. I want to look like Hulk Hogan.
You can... Yeah, it's how long you leave it on is how dark you're going to feel.
Okay.
So...
And, you know, it sounds like you should get into spray tanning.
Oh, yeah. I already have enough jobs.
Yeah, but it's like right up the right up your alley.
Fill.
Yeah, I can't take it anymore. I'll get on overload and then might pass out in the spray booth.
What?
Be spraying and be like,
Still had too many drinks in him.
One too many drinks for sure.
God, last
I'm not an alcoholic.
Do not
I will
get
be
a spray
after
tan
that.
From Enyo.
Last time I went to the porta potty, I was taking a pee and he's sitting there running into the thing or tipping me over.
Oh yeah, that's
where
funny.
Was that at?
Last night I was tipping his porta potty while I was in it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, you ready? It's going over. He's like, no,
oh,
no.
Oh,
he's yelling to some people. He's like, come help me.
I'm like, help me push this thing. My buddy's God. In here. Chris is like, don't do it.
I've never seen so many porta potties versus a small town festivity.
I know.
There was like 30.
There's more porta potties than there were restrooms
in
the town.
Band?
Oh, they were fantastic. They played all these songs. I had no idea what they were.
You didn't know any of them?
No, I thought they weren't the originals.
Those were all classics.
Those are all originals.
Literally classics. But
what,
I
what
thought
were
she
originals?
Was a little
the
I
singer?
Thought she could have been a little drunk.
No, she did look like
I think
a point.
No, I make fun of a lot of bands because they're like, oh, we're a cover band. We're really unique because of this reason. And they go there and play the same songs and they're pretty much
it was her hats.
Identical.
That's what made her stand out was her hat.
Well, yeah.
Change.
No, I'm just talking about bands.
Change
in
of hats.
Change of hats.
I feel like if I were in some sort of band, I would be drinking.
Clearly.
The show.
Clearly.
Mean, wouldn't you guys?
Enyo would be drinking clearly. Even if he wasn't.
Wouldn't you guys,
in a
though?
Band.
If you guys are in a band, you wouldn't say, hey, I'm going to have a couple drinks. Why not?
Perfect.
You know, might help you sing better.
I'd
or play better.
Maybe.
I mean, I'm not saying get wasted like me and you were yesterday, but.
I would say more like.
I think we were. Well, at least I don't think I was.
You were. It's just always Enyo.
I wasn't either.
But we did get a nice concert.
No, we had a buzz. We had a buzz going. Sorry.
You
not
were not buzzed. You
I was buzzed.
Shit-faced.
I was rapping.
You did rap.
I did rap.
On a
not
Snapchat.
Very well, but I did.
That was funny. Actually, did pretty decent.
I wasn't as good as Luke K, though.
Luke K would probably give
Luke
you props.
Luke K probably beat me, but.
Yeah. We asked him how his date was going. He would, no comment.
Yeah, no comment.
No comment.
He's hiding. He's hiding Sammy. From the world.
That's right. So what, when are we coming to you guys next year?
Ooh,
same
definitely
time.
During the summer.
Same time.
I think that's always the
July,
best. It's
August.
Like an end of our year celebration. We can always just celebrate Steph's birthday.
You guys want to really come for a wild ride? You come during Raft Off.
Did you talk about that last year on the podcast?
Yeah.
Man? Like, You talked about Jobby Nooner and...
Yep, I went to Jobby this year. Raft off is next weekend, but I'm going to be missing that for my cousin's bachelor party.
Not really bummed.
Not a big deal. No, it's fun, but it is a lot of work.
It's so much work.
There's like 1,000 boats all just lined up.
You're just sitting in
there was water. A lot when we were there, and I was like, man.
No, that was small.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It was small. They raft off.
And then it's hard to get out because all the boats are blocking you. So it's like, you it's an all-day thing. But it's, that's what happens every weekend. It's like, you're not really missing out.
Not missing out too much, but everybody's out there.
All of our friends are out there, and it's fun.
People come from Canada for that, for sure.
You definitely feel it for 2 days later.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys actually got to nap on our boat. You guys fell asleep when we were sitting on
the sandbar. I think the reason why we've been so tired, though, is because all these wildfires.
Yeah, that too. That's definitely whooped me.
Because we've literally been, like, my eyes have been so, like, glossy. Itchy. Yeah, just.
Yeah, they've been, I've been, my eyes are closing.
I mean, the air quality the last 3 days has been so bad.
Hi, Laney, baby.
We got a live studio here.
Hi, Laney, baby. Come on. Come on, Steph. Bring her in here.
Come on, Steph. Bring her in here.
All right, guys. Welcome in the.
Welcome in the baby.
The baby.
Laney, baby.
Laney Monroe.
Little baby Laney.
Here she comes. Oh, my gosh. This is the most unorthodox one we've ever had.
Yay.
Oh, Laney's
Hi
here.
There. You love your Uncle Anyo. Yeah, you do.
See, you guys could have a baby, and they look just like this.
See?
What'd you say, Laney?
Those hi. Cheeks. You're so
she has no idea what's going on. I love it. Just confused. Bright light. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you you're in the podcast, little chubby chick.
She's already been on once with Mama. She did pretty good, too.
She's going to be just like her dad with the podcasts.
That'd be fun.
You'll be famous.
I always said, you know, if she wants to do sports and all that, that's fantastic. But I was like, maybe she wants to get into like actress or acting.
Why did you guys come up with the name?
Because I wanted it to be a superstar name.
Yeah, and I Laney think it Monroe.
Is. And I think it is a superstar name, Laney Monroe.
Superstar. Yeah, superstar.
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 Yay.
So yeah, we're about to go to our last thing, which will be a winery.
Our last pit stop until we have to get out of here.
Until you have to get out, blow this joint. Oh, yeah, and we got to drive you by the house that we're
buying.
You
know what's really sad? That the next time that we see her, she's going to be like...
Totally different, probably
totally
talking.
Totally different.
She'll probably say words
next
time.
Oh, she's got
time.
Something to say right now.
Is she? Say something, girl.
Tell him.
Close.
She's a pterodactyl.
She is a little pterodactyl. Yeah, next time you see her, she'll probably be able to. I think they speak by that time.
Yeah.
Well, might even be able to.
What's it take, like a year for them to start talking?
I think it's somewhere in that area.
Before one. Probably.
I think it's before that.
Yeah.
And then usually walking's around.
It just depends
one.
On it all.
If she's gonna be, if we're going on the cruise, she's going to be on the cruise. It's like 9 months.
Dude, that'd be so much fun.
I can't wait. I'm going. We're doing it.
Dude, and Coco K. To me, Coco K is the best stop in my mind.
Yeah.
Coco K.
You either pee in the pool.
That one, or you go out to the ocean one. Just kidding. The swim up bar.
You're very like, it's so funny. You're very what's the word for that? You love like you're so used to your things.
Yeah. What?
Like you don't like to change your routine up. That's what it is. That's what your routine.
He's just a man who knows what he likes, Bella. Damn it.
Yeah. You like your routines. Like you have like. Yep, you got your sexy man competition that you always got to do.
Sexy man, yep. For sure.
Well, you guys took us on a
wild
ride.
They canceled it last year. We didn't have it.
This year, no. If that happens, we will
sign
make
a petition.
Our own up.
We will.
No, remember we were like, let's
yeah,
just,
we tried to plan it.
We will get a petition with everybody on the ship and demand a sexy man competition.
No,
but
we
I'm
will
saying
host
you like
a sexy
your,
man
you have your routines. You okay. like cruises.
I do.
You like your karaoke here.
Loves his IPAs.
Yep, IPAs.
Yeah. His breweries.
Yeah. I like to try out new breweries, though.
Like that, yeah.
Okay,
like
that's good to know. You like to try out new
yeah.
breweries.
Like,
and then you like to go, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You like to go straight to your Coke place in Coco K.
It tastes good.
The very end
oh,
of the
man.
Place.
Yeah, that swim up bar, though, is so fun out in the water. I love
yeah,
that one.
It's
and then if I want to get some clean water, then we go to the swim up bar that's in the island. Is she talking?
Yeah, she said something.
Chewing on her fingers.
You said, ah.
Yeah, I did. Look, kid, kid, kid.
All right. Well,
all right.
About time we go to this winery and show you the house that we're purchasing because you guys wanted to see that.
I'm excited for that.
But it's so awesome to have you guys actually here doing it.
Me, I like it. I enjoy it.
I know you.
Next time I'm here, I'm gonna try to beat Rich's high score on pinball.
The like 37 million. What'd you get to?
I think the first time I was on one ball, I got like 11 million.
Yeah.
And then that piece fell off. We had to pull the glass out, put it back.
Yeah, the light bulb fell off.
Yeah.
And we put it right back on.
Fix it, but.
Lainey, are you ready for the winery? You were there 2 weeks ago.
You love wine.
Yeah.
Uh oh.
All right, well, guys, I guess we can wrap. Oh, here's a present for you. You better take this home with you.
Oh.
Show it to your friends if you want.
Yeah.
You guys can have
Brews
a brochure.
And cruising, babies.
Brews and cruise.
And you guys
have
your t-shirt
lounge.
And your goodie bag that we got you. Oh, and you got to gamble a little bit on this trip.
Yes, scratch-offs. They got me $20 worth of scratch-offs, $139.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Wasn't the $5,000, but it was
no,
close.
No, it was close. We almost had a couple close ones.
Just threw a couple zeros on and we've been okay.
Just how it goes, you know.
Yeah, Royal Caribbean knows.
Gambling's a cruel bitch, mother.
Say bye, Lainey.
All right. Well, I want to thank you guys for coming on, and I guess we'll see you in July of next year, possibly, in Michigan or somewhere around that time.
Maybe cruise in February.
All right, guys. Well, like it says behind us, bye. Like, share, subscribe, 5-star. This is just a kind of a one-off fun one that we had them both here in the studio together because they came to visit us. We've been friends for 5 years now. Seems like we just met each other kind of yesterday, but it was the COVID cruise where we all met when everything literally went to the shits and we took the toilet paper. So this is a 5 year in the making type situation, and now it's a once a year. Let's go visit each other. I love it. It's so much fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Yeah, we've been loving having you guys around here, and glad you were able to come as well. So
until next time,
please like, share, subscribe, 5-star. Like I said,
and buy, sell, invest.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Till next time.